The two main issues at stake when deciding on the strategy are 1. What should the product positioning be? And 2. Which media should be used in the advertising? Let us first look at product positioning. The positioning of the product refers to the type of consumer which the product is being aimed at. Market research allows markets to be divided into segments, and although many products are aimed at a number of segments, it is often the case that the product is aimed at one particular segment. Aiming products at particular product segments is also known as niche marketing, as a niche is another word for segment. These niches, or segments, can be divided up on a basis of age, geographical position, sex, perceived product benefits, or lifestyle. Let us look at some companies who use market segmentation. The Miller Beer Company of the USA. In the early 1970s, Miller launched its High Life brand of beer and advertised it as a beer for motorcycle racers, rodeo cowboys, and oil drillers. This gave it the hard image to appeal to blue-collar workers. They then launched the smaller, rounded bottle to appeal to the female market. In the late 1970s, Miller then launched Miller Lite to not only appeal to low-calorie drinkers, but also to those who wanted to drink a lot without getting too full. They advertised it featuring popular sports personalities to give the beer a healthy image. Then, under agreement with a German brewery, Miller launched Löwenbräu for those who wanted the status of a high-quality beer. With this segmentation strategy, Miller went from being the number 7 beer company in the United States in the 1970s to being the number 2 in the 1980s. It originally had one market and then divided this market into 4 smaller markets, each needing a different type of advertising. This is the secret of Miller's success. It is not always the correct move for a marketer or advertiser to position his product in the largest market. Procter & Gamble realized this in their marketing of shampoo. Their brands Prel and Pert were not doing well in the shampoo market, so they decided to make a specialized brand for the specialized anti-dandruff market. Thus, they developed and advertised Head & Shoulders for this market, and it now sells more than Prel and Pert do combined in the larger general shampoo market. Another final good example of niche marketing, which is very successful, is seen in the advertising of the Lever Corporation. Lever have managed to take over almost all of the market for washing powder in Europe and America through very accurate product positioning. Lever market approximately 10 different washing powders. They advertise one product as giving you an ultra-white wash. Another keeps colored fabrics bright. Another gets rid of embarrassing smells from clothes, while another gets out difficult stains. Each product has its individual USP, and the advertising is designed to demonstrate it. As we can see, the decision of the advertiser on positioning can be very important to the success of a product. As we have already said, deciding on a strategy is not all about determining the positioning.